James Cook carried 5 times for 21 yards in the preseason opener, per Lou Landers at the big lead, and that is the complete James Cook news cycle for the week. Quiet week, and for a player whose whole June case was stability, that is the good version. For the many listeners meeting this one fresh, the June read in brief. We said Cook is not a volume mirage. He beat his expected rushing yardage, the yards his blocking alone would predict, by 358 last season, the most in the league on a per-season basis, and second per carry among qualified backs. That kind of efficiency behaves like a trait, not a fluke. He played all 17 games, carried 309 times, and the one flag we raised was the 12 rushing touchdowns, a scoring load that sits near the level where repeat seasons get hard. The situation notes were continuity where it counts. Joe Brady already ran this offense before his promotion to head coach, and one genuine variable, the DJ Moore trade possibly tilting the offense toward the pass. This week did nothing to any of it. Cook played, which is itself mild evidence the new staff is not bubble wrapping him, handled a light workload in the 29-14 win over Carolina in the new stadium, and left healthy. 5 carries in an exhibition tells you nothing about goal line share or the pass-run mix, and we will not pretend it does. Does the June read hold? Unchanged, comfortably. The efficiency argument did not need August. The touchdown repeat question cannot be answered before real games, and the only thing a preseason could do to this profile is injure it. It did not. The watch items carry straight over. The goal line work once game-planned football starts, and whether Brady's offense with Moore aboard actually shifts run-pass balance away from the ground game that fed Cook 309 carries. Saturday at Cleveland is the next data point, however small. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.